Wednesday, 22nd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 1-8. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have for all the saints. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel which had come to you, and indeed in the whole world, it is bearing fruit and growing. So among yourself, from the day you heard and understood the grace of God in truth, as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant, he is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and had made known to us your love in the Spirit. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, verses 38-44. And he arose and left the synagogue, and enter Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law were ill with a high fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and served them. Now, when the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out many crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a lonely place. And the people sought him and came to him and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for the purpose." And he was preaching in the synagogue of Judea. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Every faithful needs to contribute for the preaching of the gospel. It can be said that the most important task of our life is to help people to believe and to love God so they might attain the eternal life. Preaching the gospel is the necessary task to light up people's faith and hope in God. But One swallow doesn't make a spring. One man can do all things. God wants everyone to contribute in preaching of the gospel. Therefore, the duty of the faithful after receiving faith and love is to contribute in preaching of the gospel under different ways depending on their talent, such as preaching, cooperating with preachers, praying, contributing means for the evangelization, or helping preachers to have a good health to efficiently serve God. Today's readings emphasize the cooperation between God and human beings in spreading the good news to all people. In the first reading, St. Paul confirmed that the gospel is efficient because it originates from the Holy Trinity. All three persons of the Holy Trinity cooperated with each other in lighting up and giving the three theological virtues for the faithful. Besides, God also used human beings to continue the mission of preaching the gospel. For example, Paul had two eager co-workers with him, Timothy and Epaphras. The Colossian community had Epaphras, and they also helped each other to strengthen their faith and to spread it out. In the gospel, Christ must be the exemplar for all preachers. He untiringly preached the good news in synagogues, healed all kinds of diseases, both physically and spiritually for people. After we were healed by Jesus, Peter's mother-in-law quickly rose to serve preachers of the gospel by preparing a meal for them. When we were asked to stay, Jesus declined the request. He continued his way preaching and healing. Analysis. First reading. The gospel is effectively spread out due to the cooperation between God and human being. First point. The gospel itself has the power to expand because it is originated from the Holy Trinity. First, it is God's grace. The good news first is God's grace for human beings. The Father gives Christ his Son and opportunities for people to encounter him. He also sends the Holy Spirit to enlighten and to urge people to believe in Christ. Saint Paul recognized this special grace and thanks the Father for the Colossian faithful. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Second, it is taught by Christ. Jesus himself incarnated to preach and to leave all his teachings for his disciples. The preacher of the good news and the evangelist, the writers of all four gospels. The gospel have power to create the three theological virtues in human beings. Saint Paul confirmed this power when he wrote, "Because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel which had come to you." The gospel has power to expand to all the earth. Saint Paul continued, "And indeed, in the whole world, it is bearing fruit and growing. So among ourselves, from the day you heard and understood the grace of God in truth." Third, it is enlightened and sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Many times, Saint Paul emphasized the Holy Spirit's role in making the faithful to believe in the gospel when he said, "No one can believe in Christ or call God their Father if they aren't helped by the Holy Spirit." Besides, the Holy Spirit also gives grace to both preachers and listeners. Moreover, to understand the gospel, it also the Holy Spirit work in the listener. In today's passage, Saint Paul believed the love which the faithful possess is the Holy Spirit gift. Second point, God wants to help many preachers to preach the good news. God, who can do all things, chooses people to cooperate with him in preaching of the gospel. People must cooperate with God and each other to bring it to all people in every place. Only in a short passage, Paul showed the necessary cooperation between human beings. First, Paul had Timothy, a co-worker who always helped him in preaching. Second, the Colossian community has Epaphras, Paul's valuable co-worker and his representative and Christ's loyal server. Third, all faithful of the Colossian community cooperated with each other. Second, the gospel. All contributed to the healing of sickness in life. Third point, Jesus preached and healed all people. Third, Jesus' activities. He worked from the morning to the evening to heal both people's souls and body. After Jesus finished his teaching to provide lawless for people in the synagogue, he came to Simon's house for rest and finding something to eat. He did not see any food prepared for him, but Simon's mother-in-law and many other sick people were waiting for him. Instead of getting annoyed, he healed all of them. When the crowd wanted to keep him in their place, he laughed and said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for the purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Second, Simon's mother-in-law. With only two short verses, St. Luke taught people an important lesson. Which is the one who received a favor must return a favor to her benefactor. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. She could not serve Jesus, her son-in-law, and other disciples because she had a fever. But after she was healed by Jesus, she did not find an excuse that she must have time to rest, but immediately stood up and served Jesus and his disciples. She must be a good example for all to follow because all have a duty to contribute for their family and community to be in order and at peace. Life shall be chaos, and everyone shall be suffered if Jesus must teach and heal and cook and serve. Third, everyone make their contribution. A Vietnamese adage says, "A hog is sick, the whole herd doesn't eat." The disciple let Jesus know that Simon's mother-in-law was sick. And at the sunset, all the sick were brought to him. Although the disciples and the crowd are not able to heal, but they helped to find the healer or to carry the sick to Jesus to be healed. In the daily life, people must stick together to help each other to overcome obstacles. Do not be so selfish or plan before other suffering, because it can happen to everyone. If we turn our faith away from other suffering, who shall help us when we face the suffering? Second point, the good news needs to reach all people. People want to keep Jesus with them, so they could learn and be healed. Therefore, they went out and looked for him. When they found him, they went to hold on to him. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose." And he came out to preach in all synagogues of Judah region. This must be an important lesson for all. A preacher must be on the way, continue to preach and to give until completing God's given mission. A preacher had no permission to stay in one place, to find a safe place while many people are thirsty for the gospel. The faithful need to remember that the gospel must be preached to all people in all places. They should not be selfish to keep a good preacher for themselves, because if they do that, they shall lose him. Instead, they must encourage and reassure him to be on his way. They shall do their best to keep their faith and to spread it out to others. Application in life. The most important task of our life is to cooperate with God in preaching the gospel to all people, so that everyone might inherit the salvation. We can contribute to the preaching of the gospel by many ways. Directly serves us, preaching it, teaching, and writing. Indirectly serves us, contributing our time, money, talents to help preachers, to help opportunities to preach. Amen.